from our New York studios. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Well, the mothers of African-American sons are dealing with tremendous fear and anxiety after this weekend's verdict in the Michael Dunn case. Now, Dunn is the man who shot and killed Jordan Davis, but was not found guilty for that murder. Instead, he was found guilty on attempted murder charges. Here to discuss how mothers can process this verdict and help their sons process it is Dr. Joe Brewster, who is a psychiatrist. He is also, along with his wife, the producer of American Promise. You guys probably heard about this documentary that chronicles their son and another young man and their experiences during 12 years at a predominantly white private school in New York City. I'm going inside her story with Dr. Joe Brewster. Good morning, Dr. Brewster.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Now, your documentary recently aired on PBS. Now, there's a moment in this film where your son, Idris, who's having some issues at this private school, asks if he would be better off white. And I wondered, when this verdict came down, if that took you back to that moment when you heard this verdict.
Absolutely. It's a question that our son asked of us, and it's a question that all of our sons ask. Because they're seeing evidence.
What did you say
daily.
To him?
Well, you know, it's important that this discussion be held on a daily or weekly basis. Our sons are seeing evidence of an unlevel playing field, and are unable to articulate it. So we have to articulate that for them. When we don't discuss race. Because we think we're post-racial, or we think that they can't handle the discussion, we lead them to a life of confusion and unable to process what's actually going on around them. We empower.
So, what did you say, and what do you advise parents say to their black sons when they ask this question, based on these types of verdicts and things that are going on in this country?
Well, you know. You have to empower them. You have to tell them that you love them. You have to give them support that they can make it happen for themselves. Addressing the
so is it not a yes or no question?
It's always complicated. It's always okay. Longitudinal in nature. You know, people point to the point in time that my 12-year-old son asked that question, but my son asked that question when he was four, when he saw that. Black kids were being punished at a higher rate. When my son sees the news and sees African Americans incarcerated, doing the perp walk, even though we know that the majority of people using drugs or selling drugs are not black and not African.
Well, how do you break it down, Doctor? I mean, if it is not an easy question to answer, how do we break it down so that parents and children can begin the discussion?
Well, the thing is that
to the simplest, because with a 4-year-old, you know, talking about it as opposed to a 14-year-old, but also making it simple for all of us.
You have to not answer the question. What are they really asking you? Do I belong? Do you love me? Does the country love me? And so you have to start with the personal. I love you. This is what you're capable of. This is who we are. You have to create a narrative. You know, if you want to create healthy, productive African-American boys, you have to start there. And it's a long-term discussion. It's how do you promote their social-emotional well-being? And how do you demand more of them in terms of their ability to compete academically or physically? And so
Dr. Brewster, in this documentary, American Promise, you know, we see your son and his best friend. They start off at this private school, Dalton, at a very young age. But after middle school, his friend leaves and goes to another school. But your son stays on at Dalton. Do you think private school, predominantly white private schools, is the answer for our black boys?
Well, there is no one answer. Let me say this. Implicit bias, unconscious racism exists in every institution in America. And so what we have, and our sons deserve to be in independent schools, and they deserve a great public education. The question really is, how do we provide a safe environment for them and whatever institution they choose? So we have to be involved as parents. We have to support them emotionally. We have to hold the institution's feet to the fire. Now, we talk about independent schools, but in many ways, the public school was just as segregated and just as limiting.
Sir, so, what's your son doing today, and what's his friend doing?
Both are college sophomores. Olawa Cheyenne Summers is a sophomore at York College in Queens, and my son is a sophomore at the Occidental College.
Would you have done anything differently?
Were you disappointed when your son didn't go to Stanford, which is your alma mater?
Well, disappointed, maybe, because he was disappointed. But the reality is, as there are many options for my son, great options, and he chose one that was available to him. I think it's very important that he makes his decision, and that it's about him and not about me.
Would you have done anything differently?
Absolutely. I would have hugged and kissed him more frequently. I would have asked more of him at an earlier age. And aside from that, I have what we call a growth mindset. So we have to look at the errors that we make as parents, as teachers, and learn from them.
Okay, Dr. Joe Brewster, you guys, the documentary is American Promise. Thank you so much.